Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Lima the dog just wants a friend. When he's not chewing up the furniture or sleeping in his crate, he looks outside his bedroom window for someone to keep him company. This cute story, a little mischievous dog on a quest to make new a furry friend instead, finds something, well, he never expected. Nanette holds a bachelor's degree in business administration, a certified general accountant. Nanette Caldwell is the author of the book Lima the Dog Wants a Friend. Nanette is a dog lover herself who's been working for a nonprofit organization for over 25 years. She and her husband have a daughter, reside in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Nanette Caldwell, author of the delightful children's book, Lima is Looking for a Friend, joins us on This Week in America. Nanette, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me.
I love the story you tell here. It's such a delightful story, and it's receiving excellent reviews. Where did you get the inspiration to write this book, Lima is Looking for a Friend?
Well, I noticed that there's a lot of people that love dogs, and sometimes they seem to neglect because a lot of people are busy. But with this pandemic going on, I have started this book. It's amazing that it gave me an inspiration that keep us company and they're good to have right beside us.
Yeah, especially during this period, isn't it? Sometimes it's nice when you don't have that interconnection with the public, with the other people that we used to have. It's nice to have that connection there, especially with man's best friend. Tell me a little bit about this book and other books that you've written and are working on.
Yes, in this kid story, a little mischievous dog on a quest to make a furry friend instant finds something he never expected.
Yeah, he really does, and that's the cute part of the story. It's like, okay, it's a real adventure that Lima takes us on. It's a great story. How long did it take you to write this story?
As a matter of fact, is around 6 months.
When you were writing it, did you have like an outline when you started the process in writing the book? You knew where you were going to go, or did Lima sort of take on, as dogs do, their own personality as you were describing Lima and telling the story?
As a matter of fact, that it is that working with my 8 hours during the day in between my breaks and after dinner, I have to do a little bit of great imagination and watching Lima. While watching Lima, I think that's give me some ideas how he has a character. I know a lot of people out there that have a dog, perhaps watch them and cuddle them. And sometimes they have a little quirks and I love that quirks because it keeps you occupied and sometimes it gives you some heartbeat. And that's what I got.
And you captured it so well and presented in the delightful children's book, Lima is Looking for a Friend. I say children's book because, of course, it's designed as a children's book. It's a great book to read to your kids. It's a great book to have the kids read to you and talk about as you both, young and old, appreciate animals, Lima in this particular case. How much of Lima is based on a dog? I think you were just talking about in your life. Is this based on some real life experience?
Indeed, it is a real life experience. I have a friend actually my niece had a dog, and she was asking, how are you managing your dog? I said, they're like people, only they're animal. But if you give all your love to them, they'll give it back triple love. And that's what I told her.
The book is Lima is Looking for a Friend, L-I-M-A, Lima is Looking for a Friend by Nanette Caldwell. Her website is very simple, nanettecaldwellbooks.com. The book is published by Match Literary. You'll find information, Matchstick Literary. Their website is matchliterary.com. Book available all the usual places. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Nanette, talking about the book, how the book came about, Lima is Looking for a Friend. Let's talk about getting information, ideas for the book. Where did that come from? You mentioned sort of observation and talking to a friend. Where did you get ideas for the book so you could tell the story so well?
Actually, it's I first look at Google, and Google has given me some ideas. But I thought, you know, God gave us some thinking or had thoughts, and I thought and thought about it. And one day I was talking to my family and have some suggestion. And that's what came about. And like I mentioned, it's about the pandemic and the people that has looking for a friend is no longer there. We're all on a virtual. It's sad in a way, but this is a new norm. And that's what it says. Yeah, why not? Let's try the word Lima is Looking for a Friend. It's based with the children nowadays. I do feel sorry for the children, except like me, I was born with 11 children, so I have somebody to play with. But the children at home that just one and have nobody, just the parents, since they're so busy. If they have something, a dog or a cat that they can play with, yes. And that's what I have noticed and work on. And I go, yeah, there is something out there. And that's why I title it, Lima is Looking for a Friend.
And we all need a Lima in our life. That's why this book is, I think, resonating so well with young and adult. Boy, we really need something in our lives now. And a friend like Lima is to be treasured. The book, again, available at Nanette's website. I'll send you there, NanetteCaldwellBooks.com. Amazon, of course, all of the usual places. What do you like to do when you're not writing? It sounds like you've got an extremely busy life. What do you do when you're not writing books?
I go for a walk. I have I'm still learning my guitar. I'm playing guitar. I do hiking. I do baking. And sometimes I just meditate.
That's good for a writer, isn't it, to sort of get all of your thoughts together? And probably was it an asset to meditation as you're writing the book? I would assume that you clear your mind of everything, and it maybe helps you focus more on Lima and telling the story.
It's true, because when you meditate, you just blank everything and you focus. And it's amazing that if you clear your mind, you have to clear your thoughts. I find it that clearing the mind and have your exercise and your diets and have a good sleep, it's amazing. Nowadays, you take care of yourself, you self-care, and you care with somebody in-house and all surroundings by you. I feel that even though we have the dog can feel us. And if you don't have the energy, and with this energy that you give around, even in your household, I believe it's a must.
It's so valuable. And the book is Lima is Looking for a Friend, if you just joined us, by Nanette Caldwell. Her website is NanetteCaldwellBooks.com. Book at Amazon, all of the usual places. You mentioned the large family you came from, family, friends. What kind of reaction are you getting for writing the book? Now, you know, Nanette, my sister, my aunt, whatever, is now a published author. It's my author, published author, aunt, or friend. What kind of response are you getting from friends after Lima is Looking for a Friend has been available?
Well, funny you said that, because they're all shocked. They probably didn't think I would do it. And in my lifetime, during my younger years with my family and friends, I was actually an introvert. People, especially my mom, she said, "What happened to you? You are never, ever talkative. Now you talk. And now you have the book. How did you do that?" And I go, well, it's a skill. And if you want to go forward in life and have some ambition, I think you can do it. And Now they accept that and they say, congratulations, I'm glad you did it.
You know, that's interesting. It sounds like this really took you out of your comfort zone, didn't it?
Yes.
There are so many people that, especially during this period when they're reevaluating their lives, and do I want to stay on this job? I know now that life is short. Do I want to make a change here? Talk about taking that first step to leave your comfort zone. In your case, it was to write, Lima is looking for a friend. What encouragement can you offer people to actually step out of the comfort zone and try new things, which you have done and done successfully?
Yes. Stepping out of your comfort zone is a big deal. It's a big deal to me because nowadays the jobs is not out there. 21st century is you have to be have the value of your time, and you go out there. You go out there and you tell to yourself, hey, I can do it. A lot of people have fear, but they don't know that they have power, that they can do it. And also, I collaborated with a lot of authors. I read a lot of book. And nowadays, we have the Skype, we have Zoom. And I connected with a lot of network people that do the same mind, and working with them is an amazing. Nowadays, I do not like the word negative, but it is out there. But if you put yourself, like I said, I mentioned again, if you have a clear mind and you exercise and you eat and sleep and you have a lot of in you, especially with this pandemic, don't go on downing yourself. You have the power. Just go out there and have be out on your comfort zone, and there's a lot of help, and it's amazing. It'll get to you. What you put out there, it'll come back to you with positive life.
You know, that's so important because there are so many people that are willing to help if you ask for it, and it's never been easier to ask for help. On the internet, you can find just about any group that will guide you, will answer some of your questions. Of course, Facebook and other social media out there, you can get all types of encouragement. Nanette Caldwell, our guest on the program, her book is Lima is Looking for a Friend. Let's talk about when you decided, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm leaving my comfort zone. I've thought about this. I'm going to write the book. What were some of the surprising things you learned once you started creating your book?
Well, it was not easy. I must say that it takes time and energy. And the most surprising thing is I learned was I'm able to collaborate with my authors and giving me a guidance and inspiration. And thank God also for a big thank you to Alex and his team.
You know, and that's so interesting that you've been able to do that and get that help out there. Again, it reinforces what you were talking about. The book is Lima is Looking for a Friend by Nanette Caldwell. Book available at her website, nanettecaldwellbooks.com, amazon.com as well. Link on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Get all the information. What are you working on now? So much potential with Lima. People would like to hear more of the story. Are you working on a sequel?
I am going to have the sequel of Lima. However, right now is I have a project, and it's a big project, and I will let my viewers and social media and let them know when it's going to be the next. But right now, I don't have the title. And just watch for it.
And you can do that very easily. NanetteCaldwellBooks.com. You can order Lima is Looking for a Friend at the website. Get all the information and stay up to date as Nanette progresses on the next project that she's working on. Where did this inspiration to become a writer, when did this begin for you? Were you a fan, a big reader of books as you were growing up?
Yes, I am. And having a big family, you know, my dad is a clever man, and he likes to encourage me all the time. I have 7 sisters and 2 brothers, I believe was nine, because one passed away, and just right 10 of us. And my mother was actually put me on a pedestal to sort of command. And watching them over the years, as I am the eldest, and I have things that have this wild imagination that in that place we call the little town of in the Philippines, we have dogs and cats all around. And I did observe, and I believe that's the gift that God gave me, just to observe and feel about my surroundings. And that was it. Thank you.
Well, you have taken that gift and made life so much more enjoyable for so many people. The readers of Lima is looking for a friend. Nanette Caldwell, our guest. A couple minutes left on the program. What it was like, we talked about the beginning, and you entered into this not quite sure what to expect. When it's over with, the book is published, and you're holding a copy of Lima is Looking for a Friend for the first time. You've got it right there. We've got it up on the screen. When you picked that, when you took that out of the box for the first time and looked at Lima, looked at your name on the cover, what was that experience like when, wow, I did it. Here is my book.
The experience actually is like I made my own movie in my life. It's like watching those... not a Cinderella, but in the movie, you know, everybody was watching a movie right now. But actually, if you look at the life of everyone, they can make their movie. And it's such an accomplishment for me. I dreamt this for many, many, many years.
Well, it has now happened, and it is now a book that, again, is delighting so many people. Lima is Looking for a Friend by Nanette Caldwell, our guest on the program. Book available wherever books are sold. And Nanette, the video, by the way, the video portion of this you'll find on YouTube by Googling it, or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, do videos, and you'll see Nanette doing the actual interview video-wise. The book is available wherever books are sold, to Amazon or NanetteCaldwellBooks.com. Nanette, it's been a real pleasure having you on the program. Such a wonderful job you've done in telling the story of Lima is Looking for a Friend. It's a valued addition to any family library. Again, it's great for kids to read, great for parents to read along with them. Thank you for being with us on the program. And when you have your next book ready, let us know, and love to be able to talk about that as well.
Yes, thank you very much, Rick Branton, and your team, and have a great day.
We will
do
that.
Glad to have you.
It is a pleasure to have Nanette with us on the program. Again, that's Lima is Looking for a Friend, the book available at Amazon. NanetteCaldwellBooks.com is her website, the book published by Matchstick Literary. All of this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.